السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, throughout the world, the majority of the population are the Christians. Over 3 billion maybe. And on December 25th, they all are going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this wealth of iman. We cannot thank enough for this great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has guided us towards the right path. We should value our iman, appreciate it, and try to preserve and protect our iman in this time and age, in the time of fitna and fasad. Otherwise, Allah forbid, we would be one of those who are celebrating the birthday of Jesus in the wrong month, on the wrong date. There is no mention of the birth of Jesus on December 25th, even in the Bible. There is no proof that Jesus was born in the December 25th. They have different of opinion that some of them say he was born on January 6th. Some of them say he was born in March 27 or 28. Some of them say he was born on November 18. None of them say his birth was on December 25th. How wrongly the half of the world, half of the population of this world, misguided by Shaitan, and they are wasting their money and time, and they are thinking they are celebrating and worshipping Jesus Christ. So only in 273 AD it was chosen that December 25th should be the birth of Jesus, collaborating the Roman pagan holiday used to be on December 22nd. They used to worship the God's Son, the birth of God's Son on December 22nd. So they collaborated this pagan ritual celebration with the birth of Jesus and decided by themselves that we are going to fix December 25th as the birthday of Jesus Christ. Here in America in 1817, December 25th is declared as a federal holiday. Until then, it was not even in existence. My brothers and sisters, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is one of the steadfast prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to one riwayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down approximately 124,000 prophets and messengers to guide the mankind towards right path. Amongst those, about 315 to 313 were rusul and messengers, and out of them only 25 names you will find in the Holy Quran. Only 25 names of the prophets and Rusul, messengers, are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Other than that, we have to believe there were 124,000 prophets came in this dunya, but we don't know their names. But at least we have to believe in that. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, out of these 25 prophets which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, there were 5 steadfast ulul azm prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, among these 25 also, these 5 are highest and lofty position. And those 5 are Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, who preached about 950 years, longest period of preaching. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, who was prepared to sacrifice his own son for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great sacrifice. No one has done that kind of sacrifice in the history of mankind. Then the third comes Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted and revealed upon him the Torah, the Old Testament. And then it comes Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Injil. And then finally, our Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him Rahmatul Alameen, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Khatimul Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and revealed upon him the Holy Quran. So these are the 5 steadfast Ulul Azm prophets. Among them is Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Now, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has been mentioned in the Holy Quran with the name 25 times. And with the name of Masih, they call Messiah, Savior, is about 11 times. And with the name of Ibn Maryam, the son of Maryam, is about 23 times. And one time he was mentioned is Abdullah. Qala inni Abdullah atani al-kitab. So, in about 13 surahs, chapters of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the story of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and his chaste mother, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. And this is the only name of the woman has been mentioned in the whole Quran, from Alif Lam Mim to Wan Nas. Only one name will find in the name of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. There is no other woman's name has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Imra'atu Lut, Imra'atu Nuh, Imra'atu Ibrahim, likewise. But he never mentioned the proper name. Only Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. And the special surah, a chapter with the name of Surah Al-Maryam in 16 juz of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And in that chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the full detail of the miraculous birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The story of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, which is revealed in the Holy Quran, has more detail than it is mentioned in the Bible, Gospel, or New Testament. There is no detail found. And whatever is in today's time, there is no even original Bible or Injil in existence. Because Saint Paul came later on after 300 years of ascended of Isa alayhi salam, and then he was a Jewish. And then he claimed that Jesus came in my dream and he whispered me, and this is what he says to me to write. Then he wrote an Injil, new Bible, Gospel, by his own way. So there is no proof, there is no evidence that in today's time you find the Bible in the libraries or churches or hotels, wherever. It is not the real Bible or Injil which was revealed upon Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no proof of it. That's why you found There are so many contradictions in different Bibles. Saint Matthew and Paul and they all claiming different things. And it is very hard and difficult to believe because it's all contrary to each other. So we don't know which one is right, which one is wrong. And they are confused too, the pastors and Christians. That's why majority of the Christians in US and all over the world, about in 25 countries, the Christians are leaving the Christianity. They are becoming atheists. They don't want to go to the church and they don't want to believe in any God. And it's happening day by day. People are leaving the fold of Christianity. Atheism is right. Now, we as a Muslims, my brothers, and we are living in this Western country, our children are going to school. And they have the friends, Christian friends, their teachers are Christians. And especially in these days, in school, they are teaching them about the wrong story of Jesus. They believe Jesus is the Son of God. And they believe in Trinity. So, we as a parents, we have to teach our children the true story about Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. This Christmas tree was not in existence. The Santa Claus is just fairy tale. It is not real. The parents put the gift, they purchase the gift, and they hide under the tree. And late night, in the morning, they say, the clown came and put the gift under the tree for you. They are, fooling the kids. Speaking the lie, diverting their attention. And all these things are happening on the name of religion, on the name of celebration of Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, I have seen that Muslims' families, so-called, they say modern families, just to keep their kids happy, they also purchase the tree, Christmas tree, and they decorate in their lounge, in the house. And they also put all these kind of gifts and lighten it up and, just to keep their kids happy. So it is very dangerous for the aqidah and faith of the believers. We should not transgress, we should not cross the boundary of Islam for the sake of children. Rather, we should explain them politely, in nice way, with the love and compassion, that we are the Muslims and we only believe in one Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ Surah Al-Tawheed, Surah Al-Ikhlas. One of the greatest surah of the Holy Quran. If you recite one time Surah Al-Ikhlas, you will get the reward of 10 times Quran, 10 juz of the Holy Quran. If you recite three times, Allah will give you the reward.